League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
In this step. The stately raven, the saintly days of yore.
Hey, that guy dropped a deuce in our bathtub.
Why go all the way to the bathroom? He can just pee on this nice floor.
There was weed being smoked out there.
He was doing, it was football time in Houston.
You hate cold weather.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
See, I disagree with you. I think you should have kept. I would have used. Pretty Boys and Pretty Girls by. I would have switched and used that by. What is their name? Those two girls.
Do you want Frank to open up a suggestion box? You can give him suggestions about.
Well, that music
maybe
in the
you
background.
Should put it together.
The music in the background is Friday the 13th.
Maybe
right?
You should call Frank
or Jason
you guys
Halloween.
Can collaborate on.
Is that Halloween music, I think? Michael Myers?
I think so.
Tubular Bells. Who is it who's saying Tubular Bells?
So you don't want to collab with Frank on these. You just want to give suggestions after the fact.
Yeah, no. I can. Yeah, he'll listen to what I've.
You might want to figure out the actual song before while you're meandering because this doesn't help his cause for tomorrow.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am.
You are meandering.
I am meandering quite a bit.
I think meandering is a good word for this right here. I think the weather is a good thing for our Houston Texans, and D'Amico talked about it as well. They were outside.
Oh, Book of Love, that's the group. Okay.
They were outside practicing yesterday. They're outside. Today's a great day to practice for cold weather. Great day. God,
as long as I don't have
God
to.
Provided us with a great, and then it's going to be 75 on Thursday.
Bountiful.
I mean,
his bounty provided a 20 degree day.
That's right.
Man, there's a lot of God favors the Texans over everyone stuff going on here, which is not how God operates.
What I would say if I saw, I would say, I'd see blessed be the fruit, is what I'd probably say if I were in the building or under his eye.
I don't think you want to say that.
Under his eye.
I mean, that Texans wall is meant for like slogans, not for what happens in that show.
Okay.
All right. You know what? And he's right. Number 15, Dell. So you can't even, I don't know, when you're getting ready for, I know Ravens are a different team too, as a matter of fact. The Ravens were pretty good in week one.
You mean as opposed to the first game?
As opposed to the first game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Here's D'Amico talking about the week one matchup with Baltimore, which the Texans, they were never really in that game.
No.
They were, and you know what? They didn't have their legs up. CJ was, it was good. He was okay. He actually showed some flashes, but it was like, that's not even close.
When we were still running Damian Pierce.
Yeah, right. That's when Damian Pierce actually played. That was before Stingley played, right? I mean, how much big a difference is that?
Big difference.
Jimmy Ward, I don't think was Petrie was in that game, but Jonathan Greenard wasn't what Jonathan Greenard is. Will Anderson Jr. wasn't what Will Anderson Jr. is. Cashman wasn't. Christian Harris wasn't what he is today. This is it's a totally, totally different team.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line was totally different. Like you mentioned. You got rookies that are out there playing and making huge, huge contributions that they weren't then. Here's D'Amico on the differences.
Man, Man, you talk about drastic improvements. Our first game going against Baltimore, man, tough place to play, right? Rookie quarterback, right? New team, new start going out to Baltimore. You look up, remember going in at halftime and, like, man, we were right there, right? Going against a really tough team, we were right there. Really tight game, and it kind of, you know, they took it away in the second half. But, you know, from there to where we are now, we've definitely grown, completely different team, right? They're a completely different team. They're trying to figure out, you know, who they would be offensively with the new coordinator. But they've done an outstanding job, Baltimore, with their defense. I think they've been probably the most consistent defense throughout the entire year. And we've grown. Their offense have grown. They've done a really great job. So be a tough matchup.
There is that, you know. Plus, Zay Flowers was a rookie making his first start. You know, they had Todd Bunkin for the first time, and we, you know, they didn't. They weren't great. They weren't great. They just did enough to, like you said, pull away in the second half.
Both teams are better than they were.
They had J.K. Dobbins then, which they don't have now. Both teams. Yeah.
They never have J.K. Dobbins though.
Right.
J.K. Rowling has had more carries than J.K. Dobbins over the last 3 years.
No, that's close. Because they're both J.K.'s.
No, it's close because neither of them play football.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
J.K. Scott.
Yeah, they're all getting about as many carries as J.K. Dobbins because they all play football.
More problematic, Rowling or Dobbins?
Dobbins because he can't stay on the field.
Well, don't tell the trans community that.
The trans community's really not. I know that they don't like J.K. Rowling, but she's prolific with books.
You know what?
Or has been.
That's kind of funny because people like, so? The trans community, so?
That
and
is.
Chappelle's like,
that
man,
is. That is a lot.
You know what? You know what percentage of people that is?
That is a lot of people's. Like the most outrage has come from people defending the trans community against Chappelle, and others are like, whatever.
He made me laugh.
That is the ultimate winner. If you can make someone laugh, all the other stuff kind of goes away.
And oh, by the way, I'm not going to stop reading J.K. Rowling's books.
Yeah, people love those Harry Potter books.
Yeah, it's too late now. The check's in the bank.
Oh, man. She can say,
with her, she's like,
she can say what she wants now.
Guys, the Potter stuff is over. Y'all know that, right?
I can't hear you with all this. Yeah,
I've done all the movies.
A money phone for J.K. Rowling? She's got a money phone?
She's got a money phone. Can't hear all you trans people.
I can't type back to you because all these $100 bills are on my laptop. I don't have FU money to anybody.
Okay, so here is a question, Lance, for you. Which DeBrat haircut are you rooting for? Which DeBrat haircut is better?
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is better than Lamar's?
Yeah, his
braids.
Who do you
got? They both have DeBrat haircuts.
No. DeBrat had a headband. That's why it was DeBrat. So that's why. John, I don't think you're not truly. You don't know who DeBrat is.
I didn't post this. Not yeah. Lance Erline did.
No. DeBrat is a female rapper who was pretty good. By the way, DeBrat was not bad. If the hair was Carmelo Anthony, Carmelo did it first, the headbands with the hair. Actually, a lot of basketball players from the early 2000s were doing headbands, and there were braids that would come down. And it's just like, I don't know. I just don't know.
You felt they were untrustworthy?
Not untrustworthy. Not untrustworthy. I just, that's really.
She changed her hair a lot.
DeBrat?
Yeah.
Maybe over the year. Yeah, maybe over the years. Yeah.
But her signature look is the one I think.
Who's her wife?
I don't know.
Her girlfriend?
I don't know who her
wife is. I don't know if it's somebody famous or not. Put DeBrat Funkified. See if John, I want to see if John likes Funkified by DeBrat. I think you will. John, you liked the Texans halftime show the other day, right?
With
all the old school rappers. You had Paul Wall and Slim Thug. Now, this is different. This is more West Coast. So it's going to have a groove underneath it, which I think you will. I think you'll like the hook.
Yeah.
I think you'll like the hook.
I'm with Pac in this one.
I don't know the.
In what one?
I don't know.
What are you with Pac on
this West one? West Coast versus East Coast.
Oh, okay. Because I like. What did Pac have to say about DeBrett? I don't
no,
know.
No, no, no. Overall, he just, he's
just,
he
can't just say, I'm with Pac on I'm this with Pac. One. So you're more West Coast than East Coast, even though he grew up in Baltimore on the East Coast at like an HSPVA type
school.
Yeah,
but they got out.
Yeah.
They got out.
He did.
He and his mom got out.
Del, can you play Funkified for us? I know you got pulled up. Here, John, listen to this. While we're waiting for our computer. It is kind of a, it's kind of a holiday show because it was too cold for kids to go to school.
Yeah.
So it's like.
All the businesses are closed too.
It's not a snow day. It's not even really a nice day anymore. Now it's just, it's like, ooh, this is cold.
Yeah.
It's a cold day.
Yeah.
We're not off.
We work. We fought through it.
I fought through that easy drive into work. No Starbucks. Had to bring my own.
Starbucks was closed?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. All the Starbucks are closed.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the fear of ice really, really shut some things down. Okay, you have it now, Dell?
Well, I have to preview it to make sure it's clean.
We'll just put Funkified clean.
I don't know if that exists.
Okay, we'll come back with it, John. How about that?
Let's do it.
We'll take a break now. ESPN. We'll come back with it. I think you're going to really like it. I think the baseline is going
to
hit you.
We don't have to come back with the Rockford Files again?
No, that only opens the hour.
Okay, well, good, because we don't need that in our lives anymore. What we need is our guilty pleasure, dips, the Daisy Dips. I don't know, your snacks, listen, and if you do, you got chips out, you got wings out, you got pizza coming, whatever it is, you need that creamy, you want that creamy ranch dressing. And it's the creamiest. When you're talking about Daisy, okay, they make the sour cream, they make the cottage cheese, and it's always, always creamy and fluffy and wonderful. And these are too, I'm telling you. I got them, and the French onion dip and the ranch dip are fantastic. They're game-changing flavor. You got to have them out. The people like that better than the ranch-flavored chips or the French onion chips. No, you got the dip. That's the key to the world, okay? No MSG or other junk, the bad stuff that they put in foods nowadays. Taste is amazing. You're going to get addicted. Go to the supermarket and get you some Daisy Dip ranch and French onion.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. You're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
Here it is. So funky. So let's take a ride.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
Listen to this, John. I forgot she's was so deaf from Jermaine Dupri in Atlanta. She's not West Coast. Now, let's wait till the hook again. See?
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah.
Real nice.
She's funkified. I like Jermaine Dupri in the Atlanta sound. By the way, one of the coolest, if you're a hip-hop fan, one of the best documentaries I've seen. I call it a documentary. It was the history of hip-hop. What is it? It's not the history of hip-hop. It was called Hip-Hop Evolution. They had one in the last season. They had one that's Houston, but they have one in the last season that's all the producers. So it's got Lil Jon, who I didn't realize how many songs he had actually, how many things he had produced. I had no idea. Pharrell Williams, Timbaland, Jermaine Dupri. It was really, really cool for those hip-hop fans out there. Like, highly, highly recommend that one, that episode. The whole thing was really great, all seasons.
Yeah. Neat stuff.
You can't say neat stuff when you're not a hip-hop
apparently
fan.
Apparently he can.
You said you were with Tupac on that one.
I know. I'm with Pac.
You said you're with Pac, so you can't just say neat stuff about hip-hop stuff. Well, you can't just – you don't get to say that.
He just
really
did.
You just got really boring in the middle of it.
No. I'm telling people – a historical documentary.
Look, I'm not a rude person, so I won't say neat stuff. My neat stuff is just looking at my phone. That's what I was doing.
You were. That's what you didn't even.
I heard him, but as soon as he started,
I'm giving you a show. You've already watched it, haven't you?
No, I have not. But
What was he talking about? What was the show?
Some history. I heard the history of hip hop at the beginning.
Evolution of hip hop.
And then he kept talking, so I just started looking at my phone.
Right.
Evolution of hip hop.
That's what I said. About in the middle of it.
You got to the middle.
Neat stuff.
I was like six words in. I was done.
Why are y'all quit? Why are y'all doing that to me? I deserve this.
Okay. You deserve what?
You deserve what you're getting right now.
Remember when I told y'all that I deserved the Texans to win and they won for me?
You deserve victory?
Yeah.
Yeah, I deserve the stuff I've been through with COVID and the fear that we all had about losing our jobs and me having five kids and, you know, just
you
being
that on yourself.
Tired, mm-hmm. being sleepy. I deserve the Texans to win.
Tired and sleepy?
Okay.
What's hard to get? It's hard to overcome sleep deprivation.
Well,
all the stuff, the grind that I've been through.
Maybe stop watching shows about dwarves all
hours
at night.
Maybe you actually did your work, like you're looking
I know,
at.
I'm staying.
And looking at Bo Nix instead of dwarves.
I didn't start my work until
parents.
3 o'clock. Well, it turns out maybe she didn't, or maybe she did. I don't. Did you finish it, Del?
No.
It's. I don't think there's any good people in the whole documentary, I'll be honest.
No
the dwarf,
good.
I'm not a fan of the dwarf.
All right.
I'm definitely not a fan of Michael, although he is. Riveting television.
That's the dad.
He's
that's
the worst over actor. John, you almost have to watch. He's.
I thought it was a bad actor playing a part of.
Oh,
a
and I just showed it to you.
He's a bad actor.
Oh yeah. Oh no. It 100%. And at the end when they're meeting each other, Natalia, grown up Natalia, and Michael, and they're both overact like they're both feel like a couple of cons and frauds who are trying to fake cry each other harder. It's almost painful. Well, I started laughing at one point. Like, I don't think this is the reaction they were looking for.
Probably.
So, yeah,
not.
I'm off the dwarf show now. Good. I'm on to.
That's great.
You're on to other dwarf shows or no?
No. Okay. That one may put,
I mean,
may put
I'm
me
sure
off.
I'm sure your bosses
shows.
At NFL.com are thrilled. You can do some work
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you can actually you get your quarterback.
I stayed up until 10:30 doing Roma Dunze and Michael Penix. I wasn't a Michael Penix fan.
No?
Nah. Not as much as I was hoping I would be.
You're a Bo Nix fan.
And I didn't expect to be a Bo Nix fan.
So
at
wait
all.
A minute, is there any chance that it goes? So it's going to go Caleb Williams, Drake May.
Let me tell
is
you,
is there
something.
Any chance it's Bo Nix in front of LSU boy
Jay Daniels?
Yeah, I don't. I let me tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not putting Caleb Williams, Drake May 1-2. I haven't looked at them yet, and I'm
gonna
have to look at
two.
Last year.
Don't
their
don't
years this year were not nearly as good as
doesn't
Jay
matter.
Daniels.
They're 1-2.
Why?
Because teams need quarterbacks. That's why.
These guys are quarterbacks.
You think they might take Jaden Daniels? What?
You think Bo Nix?
I don't know. The numbers were great.
Well, wait a minute.
47.
Wait a minute. How far back did you go? Because Bo Nix wasn't this at
Auburn. I don't need to. I need to know who he is now. And I don't have to go back to Auburn when he's 19. I'm watching him throw now. I'm watching him play now. I didn't even look at his throws behind the line, which were 30% of his. I didn't look at those throws. I only looked at deep, intermediate, rollout throws, throws under pressure. I looked at pro stuff. I don't care about your little pop passes and all that stuff. He didn't have many interceptions. He only got sacked like 5 times all year long. He's got a big arm. Like Drake May, I'm looking at all these data with all the quarterbacks right in front of me. Drake May's one of the worst of all of them.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at the tape, and I'm going to go back and look at last year with Drake May and Caleb Williams. Drake and Caleb, their numbers are worse in every accuracy metric than Penix, Nix, Daniels, and I feel like I'm missing and McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy, who is not a first rounder.
Drake and Caleb sounds like a show about twins on the Disney Network.
Yeah, that's
Disney
exactly.
Channel.
Drake and Caleb. I've seen they had a show about Drake and somebody
there was
else.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh, yeah.
Drake and Josh.
And Drake and Caleb is 100% another show on Disney.
Yeah.
Listen, Drake May, it's going to be Williams and May.
Why is it May? Why are you so sure?
Because it's been that way for, 2 years now, I guess.
That's how it's going to go.
So?
Got no choice.
You got to watch the tape
no
and see what it's why is there no choice?
Do you think Drake and Caleb is a show where they're from divorced families and mom and dad, Drake's mom and Caleb's dad get together?
They become half-brothers?
And then they battle out for the quarterback position at the high school? And then one has to get moved or transfer to a different school because the other one's better than him?
No, that's going that's too far.
That's a CW
for
show.
Disney.
You got to put that on CW.
Yeah, CW. That's not Disney where one of them has to transfer schools immediately at CW. They don't have to transfer schools. Now, the rest of your stuff sounded legitimate, and there would be some kind of sibling rivalry on that show. Yeah. But only it'd be funny sibling rivalry.
I can't wait for the Drake character to go, maybe Caleb should play wide receiver. And then his mom's going to have a talking to. We don't talk to people that way. We don't treat people that way. I taught you better.
All right, well, let's get La Raza.
I know
in
what's
here.
In your heart, Drake.
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Padre Juanito, Padre Lance, Padre de Bencito.
Why are we in mass?
Yes, I'm going to give a prayer. I'm going to give a prayer right now.
Okay.
So. Para nuestro Padre Jesucristo Stroud, there's to your Los Brown. Y esta semana, las orcas de Baltimore le va a pasar igual. Dios bendiga a Jesucristo Stroud. Gracias, Señor. Amén y amén.
I love that La Raza just gave us, Padre Raza gave us.
When we pump it up, get another prayer for CJ, and when we pump it up on Friday, okay?
Okay, Padre Juan, I actually had a question for you, okay? Since the merger of the XFL and the USFL, is Johnny the Tiger going to return to the Roughneck to do color commentary?
Next. I was play-by-play, not color. But, yes, I hope so. I don't know. We have not talked to anybody over there in the new UFL. But, the Roughnecks kept their name, even though they're on the USFL side, which was the Gamblers. They're still the Roughnecks. So I'm hoping we do. If they're smart. I mean, we had the coach on every week. We had players on. They want to pump it up. Pump it up. Then they better get on this air. It best get on with us. Otherwise, you're just another league that no one gives a rat's ass about. That's all you are.
Amigos, Dios los bendiga. Que vayan con Dios. Amén.
Gracias,
amen. Boy.
Gracias, gracias.
That was great that he did that prayer and just Gregorian chant in the background.
That's all.
That's the way radio's supposed to be.
That's right.
I don't think you're getting that at 6:10. I'll just be honest.
You don't think you're doing Gregorian chant?
I don't think Sean Salisbury's doing Gregorian chant. I don't think Sean and Seth are doing Gregorian chant. I think the only place you'll hear Gregorian chant is on 5th and it's on 5th.
Well,
60,
a Spanish prayer
on
for the Texans. 5. That's only
a Spanish prayer and Gregorian chant. That's 97.5 stuff. Right there.
And a new Drake and Caleb show?
And a new Disney show? That's what you're getting that on the day that everyone else is freezing out and you're talking about, well, what are they going to do with Tevier Thomas? We're answering the tough questions. Like, we're making comparisons with quarterbacks. I gave you actual scouting report stuff. And then Dell created a Disney show out of the top two picks.
Caleb
and then Drake. We had a guy call in and do a prayer in Spanish.
Yeah.
And then with Gregorian chant in the background. Yeah. This is how radio was meant to be.
And you were rap suggestions.
Yes, rap documentaries. When Marconi invented the radio.
This was it.
He did it for this very purpose.
And he thought to himself, there are going to be times where one guy on the show is going to completely bore the other two. But that's kind of what you take
that's
with
what,
radio.
That's the give and the take.
I don't do the show for you two. I do it for the people.
Understood.
Okay? But I do the show for the people.
But we're kind of forced to listen to you when we got bored. The people can always change the channel.
They go like this.
No, they got their notes out and they put it in their notes.
I want to hear about how that left guard pulled. Yeah.
What's Shaq Mason look like against Justin Matabuke?
Yeah.
Not.
What's that going to happen? What's
no one
happen
cares
there?
About that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Juice Scruggs playing better is a good sign. It's a really good sign.
Yeah.
All right, we're breaking. You know what else is a good sign? When you don't have an enlarged prostate anymore. And you know how you get out of that enlarged prostate? How you reduce that? Doc Manavese, okay? She's awesome. She's really, really smart. It's a really great process. It's second to none because what they used to do, when you had an enlarged prostate, they would stick this thing inside of you, inside of your manhood, and then they would go all the way up to your prostate and open a blade and cut your prostate. Okay, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. Not anymore. Now it's just an IV. And that's all the pain is when you put the IV needle in and you sit there and let that IV work to reduce your prostate. If you have an enlarged prostate, the only place to go is 975prostate.com. 975prostate.com is where Doc Manavese is, and she is going to cure you. And if you have ED because of an enlarged prostate, that's cured too. All you need to do is go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance. Accept no substitutes.
All right. 936 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. This is our final segment before we hit News of the Weird. Coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What'd we miss? The Rockets? This is what did we miss segment. The Rockets lost to the 76ers yesterday, 124-115, and it wasn't even that close. It wasn't even close to that close. Okay. They just sucked. 8 minutes into the game, it just all fell apart, and they just sucked the rest of the way.
Well, here's one. Are we going to have what might be the first time ever that three coaches leave after playoff games? Sirianni and McCarthy fired, and Tomlin retire? I mean, that would throw the coaching search. We would lose Bobby Slowick then. There'd be no doubt.
We're going to lose Bobby Slowick anyway.
You think
Bobby Slowick's gone. Bobby Slowick's gone. Yeah, Ben Johnson's number one, and Bobby Slowick will be one of the
Belichick's going somewhere.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge mistake.
Dan Quinn is going to be
The Athletic put out a tweet that said that here's how the Patriots feel about losing the greatest coach ever. His time there they're not good. It's a bad organization now. Mm-hmm. It's time to move on. He's not the greatest. He's the greatest coach of all time. Okay, whatever. He really screwed this organization up over the last.
Could he still coach though if he's not in charge?
5 years or so.
But if he's not in charge of personnel, could he still win at a high level?
Yes. That's why the Cowboys are perfect for him. The Cowboys are actually perfect. It's a Band-Aid though. It's not a long-term answer, but they're good enough to win and win big right now. They could really use Belichick.
Yeah.
Really use the Falcons? No, that's a long way away. There are a lot of players away from being really good. That ain't Belichick.
That's not a lot of players away. Yeah. We were a lot of players away.
We got the right players, though. We got the perfect.
But they have better talent right now than we probably had headed into the draft last year.
Will Anderson.
They're going to have a draft pick and a quarterback heavy, you know. I mean, yeah, having a quarterback matters.
I mean, listen, what CJ has done is different than any other quarterback. It's going to take a few years for them, for whatever quarterback comes in. It's going to take a few. It's not.
Yeah, what CJ did is not the norm.
No.
I mean, in fact.
Not the norm.
It's a massive outlier.
It's never been done before.
Yeah, it's a massive outlier.
The benefit for them is, just like CJ, if they do find a pretty
good. Mike Tomlin.
Sorry
about that.
I said the benefit for them is, just like CJ, if they find a comparable player, is that they play in a bad division. So yeah. It could turn around with the right coach.
And they have offensive weapons.
But, guess Baker, look where Baker is. But it's Baker. Huh? Now, listen, how much faith do you have in Tampa right now?
I think Detroit's defense isn't great. I think they could give Detroit a game.
But as
honestly,
one of the teams.
They have talent, though. That's the crazy thing is it was easy to just assume Tampa was going to be a low-win team. But when you go down the roster, it was impossible not to say, they do have some guys that can play. I mean, they're only a couple years removed from a Super Bowl. They have, oh yeah, they have two very good wide receivers. Oh, they got a good linebacker. Oh, they got some guys that can rush. Oh, Vita Vea in the
great
middle.
Great safety.
Like, oh, Antoine Winfield's a take-it-away guy. Oh, Carlton Davis is a good press cover corner. Like, they have more talent on their roster than the Texans do, if you really want to go piece by piece by piece. But
and Atlanta wasn't terrible this year. Like, they were in the race.
Terrible.
They just have bad quarterback
but
play.
But it's mediocre.
Sure, but what I am saying is they are not as far away as the Texans were. Now, can they get improved quarterback play, whether it be from a rookie or maybe they try for Kyler? I don't know who it'll be. But
okay,
they're
so
not
the Cowboys
as far
got their ass handed to them.
Yeah.
And yet, which team is better? It's not even close.
Well, Cowboys. You don't trust the Cowboys, right?
You can't trust them in the postseason.
What you are,
but Bill Belichick changes that.
Well, okay, you know, so Bill Belichick helps your defense a lot. I mean, look at their defense this year. New England wasn't fun to play defensively.
No,
They're always good. He's very, very good at that. You do have a quarterback that may have a glass ceiling, Dak Prescott.
Clearly the Cowboys are further along than the Falcons, but we were comparing
–
Yeah.
I don't really believe it.
I don't
you
believe
don't?
It. I don't.
When does Dak, up his game?
Yeah,
I mean, he did in that Green Bay game years ago.
And, you know, he won a playoff game last year. Then he went to San Francisco and they got his ass kicked because they are a bad matchup for San Francisco. But
then he got his ass kicked this year and had a bad game.
It happens, but I'm not writing off Dak as a guy
I'm not either.
Who can win. There's clearly some ability there.
To me, it's a lot like Lamar. He hasn't won.
I mean,
but at some point, I mean, to me, it doesn't mean he can't win.
I pointed out before, Drew Brees was 30. Now, Dak is now 30, but
Dak's got 8 years in the league.
And Peyton didn't win until he was 30.
When are we going to see him?
Peyton didn't win until he was 30.
Yeah, but Peyton was an MVP before then. The winning thing, like...
Well, we're talking about winning, not the MVP stuff.
I want to see somebody who can get you there, who can carry a team. Do you think Dak can carry a team like Peyton could?
What did Peyton do until he did it? He was getting his ass kicked by the Patriots.
Yeah, but Peyton was a really, really top-notch
Dak
quarterback.
Dak put up great numbers this year.
Do you think I know he did. Do you think he's a great quarterback, though?
I think he's a very good quarterback who has not lived up to his potential or regular season performances in the playoffs. And that's what I was dropping.
I think he's had things optimal for him. Not this year, not running-wise, but for a while it was Zeke Elliott. For a while it was an incredible offensive line. Now you got CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, Jake Ferguson, I got to give it up for Jake Ferguson. It's just another Dalton Schultz. They've done a nice job in there. Dak throws it accurately. He's made some changes with how he throws the ball,
so he's
more accurate.
Would they have collapsed defensively like they did?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But maybe, because Dan Quinn's considered a good DC. And they collapse.
But Mike
Maybe.
McCarthy is also the head coach, and no one has that much respect for him despite all the wins he has. That's another thing you can throw.
Did you see who RG3 said should get that job?
Yes.
Would you like to tell John?
What's the most...
Deion?
Yes, come there on. It is. Deion doesn't have a winning record on
it's
the Power
awful.
5 level, and now
awful.
He should get
It's the weirdest thing. It went from...
Why did
Deion is
the
another
greatest.
Version of Saban after the first two games,
two.
And then it's like... Four games is a huge improvement off of one. Four wins is a huge improvement off of one win last year. People aren't recognizing that Prime got them to four wins. Like, that is the worst argument
in
the world for replacing.
If we're going to treat this seriously, and my head hurts even thinking about it, Deion's appeal on the college level was talent acquisition, what he could do to raise the profile of a program. There is no bigger, higher profile than the Cowboys. What is Deion adding to the Cowboys that's going to make them a better team? Like, what's his value to the Cowboys? He can't acquire talent the way he does on the college
level.
No, you got
to get a great coaching staff.
Is Deion
Deion in
grinding
college,
to put together the defensive game plan?
The Deion in college is the best chance to win.
He sits in living rooms and gets really good kids to come.
Dustin and actually, he didn't make trips in the living rooms. That's one of the things I found out.
He zoomed that
the guy
stuff,
on the
didn't
staff.
He don't need to.
Deion, well, he said the foot was an issue with him traveling, but I don't think he really needs to either. But apparently that's one of the issues that – some other guys in the Pac-12, other coaches were going on the road and closing, and Deion wasn't going on. But we'll see what happens. I thought Deion was going to be this huge talent acquisition guy, and I don't know, I may be wrong. Dustin, the Cowboy fan, says the perfect hire for the Cowboys is Bobby Slowick. Here we go! No, we're not doing that.
Listen, I think that Bobby Slowick is a perfect hire. He's a long-term answer, not a short-term fix like Belichick. He's perfect for the Titans. He's perfect for the Falcons. He's perfect for teams that that you have a long-term. I think he'd be perfect for Carolina. But it would be awful to go and work for David Tepper there, but he's got Bryce Young there. I think Bobby Slowick could turn Bryce Young around like that. That's the guy that the Panthers need, is a Bobby Slowick, who's going to be there long-term, helping you win long-term. Belichick is not a long-term solution. He's a quick fix, and that's what the Cowboys need right now. They're ready to win. The Cowboys should be winning right now. Should win right now. And that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
946 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. You know what's not weird? Chastang Ford. Chastang Ford is fantastic at what they do. I love Chastang Ford. You're going to love Chastang Ford. They got a great deal right now on Explorers on the lot waiting for you. Starting at like 36 something or 0% financing or $400 something a month. I mean, it's ridiculous how good this is. And I had the Explorer. I loved my Explorer. But my deal was up. I leased it. My deal was up and I got the Lightning. And I can't tell you how much I love my Lightning. They've got Lightnings in stock right now on the lot. They've got F-150s. They've got all the Raptors or all of the King Ranches, everything, any kind, all of the different styles they got available. You pick which one's perfect for you. You get into the payments that you can afford. You don't put yourself – other dealerships are trying, no, you need this, you need that, you need that. Well, I can't afford that. Well, that's okay. You need that. You got to have this in that vehicle for whatever reason. That's not the way they do it at Chastang Ford. What they do is they get you that vehicle that you love, customized the way you want it, and at the payments that you have to have it at, and you're going to love dealing with Chastang Ford. Plus, the service is second to none. You're looking for that Ford car truck, ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Homestead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pump it up.
Come on, Digna. It's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
Well, okay. A 35-year-old professed shaman in Thailand. Apparently, he has confessed to charges relating to videos of him casting spells over clients' anuses and genitals.
That this is news of the weird.
So do you think he should stop casting genital spells?
Yes.
What do the spells do? Do they harm you or help your genitals?
I would imagine they are going to help you.
Like if they're growth spells?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, I can just tell you this.
Is he like
making them
grow?
My initial visceral reaction was, you said he's casting spells over your anus. That immediately didn't feel like a positive thing to me.
Yeah. Apparently, he said they come back. His clients included politicians and celebrities. He's good with this. He's casting spells over your genitals. Maybe now they're useful. I don't know. All I know is that I've never had it. Have you ever had a cast spell over your genitals?
I mean, not to my face.
No. Or your genitals, actually.
Well, like, I never knew if they did.
Oh, they did. They might have done it without you knowing. Yeah. They might have done it without you knowing.
Maybe secretly.
The St. Petersburg governor says Russian soldiers have seen gender-neutral bathrooms in the Ukraine, and now they understand what they're fighting for. Do you think that's a good reason for war?
I feel like that's not the reason that they started this.
No, but if you're going to have neutral gender...
In a different country?
Gender-neutral bathrooms, I think that's a good reason to go to war.
In a different country?
In a different country.
I don't care. You know what they are? It's like anyone can use this one. You mean like at our houses?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care. As long as it's single serve, I don't care. As long as I can get in and lock it, I don't care if a woman goes in after me. She may care. Oh, she may care.
How about this? This is happening all over. Bryan, Ohio. A priest has been charged with giving shelter to homeless people Edwardsville Warming Shelter fined $750 a day for city zoning violations in Illinois because they're housing, they're letting people get warm in their churches.
Wow.
The Supreme Court is going to weigh whether or not cities can punish homeless people for sleeping on public land.
And Joel Osteen was like, oh, you guys came at me because I wouldn't let people during the flood. Right, I was trying to not break the law.
No, they're actually letting everybody. Oh, he was trying to obey the law?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the law in Texas.
He was just law-abiding.
Well, let's ask the great minister what he thinks.
But you're right. Joel Osteen's like, yes.
See?
See?
I was just trying to uphold the law.
I'm just law-abiding citizen that's with a wet jump shot.
Don't come in my church.
But not as wet as you guys outside in that flood.
I ain't spending $750 a day. Iranian journalists were celebrating their release from captivity from jail.
And then what happened?
Well, they've been charged for not wearing their hijab
while
they were celebrating.
Now you break another law.
Oh, man. Can't break laws, guys.
No.
And, some of those laws are really strict.
And really,
really, really strict.
You think that's a strict law? A Townsend woman accused of trying to poison her husband. Apparently, she had a scammer impersonating a soap star. And he texted her.
Uh-uh.
So what was her next move? Poison her husband.
Yeah, see, we guys just stop going to poison. That's too
right
much.
Right to poison.
I think the biggest
this soap star likes me. You're dead.
Yeah, I say that, but if I end up,
the old 98s.
No, I had blood work done like 3 years ago. Uh-huh. It was a standard blood work thing, like big blood work, and one of the things that came out of my blood. Oh, you're high with arsenic. Your arsenic levels are high. Oh, let's see. Poison husband, old 97s, soap opera actor. This feels like a parallel universe.
Let's put it on you.
You can get arsenic from rice and
you
salmon,
make trips to LA
sushi
all the time. Let's say your favorite Mary Elizabeth Winstead's just at home.
I'm on Dua Lipa.
And she's watching, or Dua Lipa. She's at home watching NFL Network or NFL.com. She sees your draft coverage and goes, that's the one for me.
Would Nicole, wait. I'm going to do News of the Weird right now.
Would Nicole have to worry?
No, she didn't have to worry, but she's involved with this one. Is this weird? Is this News of the Weird? Because she said I was creepy, that I came off as creepy and weird for doing this.
Agree.
You can't just agree. You have to listen to it.
We're probably going to agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Seriously, I'm in Riel by myself. I'm just going to go in there, have a drink with Chef, grab something quick to eat, and go home. On Saturday after the football game.
Okay, go.
After the football game. I'm in there and I notice there's a girl, six girls at a table. One of them has bride. One of them has a little tiara that says bride. So I go over and I'm just by myself. I go over to the bartender. I said, hey, I want to buy a bottle of champagne for the, it's obviously a bachelorette party and so here, this bottle's on me. I paid. They went, they opened it. And I told her about it, and they said, oh, thank you so much. I went over there. I said, I've been married 21 years, have 5 kids, happily married, wish the best for
you.
I told my wife, and I told my wife, and she goes, that is so creepy. Just old guy at a bar buying champagne for girls. Just you look like a single guy. You're just sitting there, and you got these 20-somethings, and then that's just so creepy. And I said, that was nice. This isn't creepy.
I'm a little with her on this one.
No, you're not. That's not creepy. That shows what kind of good person I am. That's good person juice right there.
I don't know.
I think if you simply bought the champagne without without your story attached, say congratulations, I think you're good.
No, you don't do that without being able to tell people.
Well, that's
you have to. That's in the Bible. Tell the people what you did.
You don't. You do it. Actually, you should have said it's from. Don't tell them it's from me.
Yeah, no,
it's
an anonymous. I was like,
someone
who's
saying congratulations.
Have you told him yet? Turn the video on.
You looking for credit's the problem.
Get a video of this.
Nicole's right. You looking for credit's the problem. It makes you weird.
No, she's wrong.
You were looking for something.
I'm a good person.
Said, wow, that's nice. What's your name?
No. I don't do that. I'm just showing you how impressive I am.
You were looking for something.
We got to pray. We got to
break. You were looking for
something. Paul Kalan is next. Creepy. Next right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net. 281-880-6525. or HRP.net. My peeps over there, I love what they do for us and a bunch of businesses here. I mean, they've got it's incredible. It's incredible how many businesses they have and how many businesses that are taken care of and how many, you know what, right now is a great time for you to see what you did last year with your business, with your taxes, with your Affordable Care Act, what you did last year. They can look right now and help you with this year's Affordable Care Act. If you're somebody that doesn't think that you're getting their payroll at the best price you can get it, if you think you're paying too much for your benefits packages, HRP is here for you. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, HRP is here for you. You're looking for, we think they're the best. If you're somebody that is not completely satisfied, or if you're somebody whose business is growing and you need a payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
How much weight do you think I could bench press? Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.